It is a difficult time if you are a New York Knick, and we are so glad you made it a point to join us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. Again, we want to encourage you to go to our Twitter at E Radio Sports. Of course, we're going one-on-one right now to the hoop with Motez Bashara, well-known sports writer and author. His book, Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan, and the holidays, indeed, they are here. This would be a great time for all of our NBA fans to go out there and get a copy of this. But, you know, to Phil Jackson's defense, I mean, he was talking about what the Knicks, he was quoted as saying that they have this loser's mentality. They don't know how to finish it out in the fourth. Any truth to that?
To be fair, they've got some injuries. Iman Shumpert is their best defensive player. He's out indefinitely. Bariani is one of their best offensive players. He's out. I think there's like a lack of cohesion offensively. And they've got their superstar Carmelo, who everyone talks about leaving pretty soon. I mean, he's vocalized and said he doesn't want to go anywhere. But I think he is their biggest, dangling chip out there to try and get some draft picks and assets. So there are a lot of questions and a lot of distractions, I should say, for players. And so I don't blame them for not having the killer mentality. And it's funny, only two seasons ago, they were battling, the then LeBron-led Miami Heat in the playoffs and doing pretty, being very competitive with them. And now they look like one of the worst teams in the league.
Well, Motez, let's cycle back to the month of June and that massive swap and trade that took place with Jose Calderon, Shane Larkin, Samuel Dalembert with the Mavericks, and of course the Mavs, they were able to get Tyson Chandler. I think that perhaps the Knicks, they underestimated the value of Tyson and what he brings because he is absolutely flourishing under Rick Carlisle's system.
Yeah, he was their defensive hero, their defensive stopper.
In 2011.
A tremendous rebounder. I have no idea what they were doing. It was very, very questionable. I was a bit shocked that they let him go. They obviously kept Amari Stoudemire, who's, really half the player that he used to be, but with 100% of the contract. I really don't get it. It was very surprising to me. It was mind-boggling. But they're paying a lot of guys a lot of money in the higher echelons of their management to make these evaluations, and they're not doing a very good job.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us. Motez Bashara, sports writer, author, and blogger, talking about the NBA tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Okay, so we zipped over to the Eastern Conference. Hey, we got to step back for just a moment. Let's get back over to the Western Conference. And obviously, stunning news with Mike Malone being let go as the head coach of the Sacramento Kings. Was the firing, was that the right move? Because they had played solid ball despite, not having what their best player in DeMarcus Cousins.
We don't really know what went on personality-wise behind the scenes. I mean, the owner of the Kings, he's a new owner. I think he's been there for a little over a year, Vivek Ranadive. He saved them from moving to Seattle, which seemed like, it was a foregone conclusion. And he thinks outside the box. He's a self-made billionaire. And I heard a story that I read a long article about him coaching his teenage daughter's JV team to like the state finals or something by basically doing a full court press and defending the inbounds pass. And there was talk, I don't know if this is just a rumor, but there was talk on the sports shows that he wants to implement this with the Kings in the NBA to basically not defend the inbound passer and have five guys defending, the four people on the field. I can't really see how an experienced point guard in the NBA wouldn't just see right through that. But I like the fact that this guy's thinking outside the box, and maybe the former coach just was a little bit too much of a throwback for him and just didn't agree with it.
Well, some philosophical differences, perhaps that's what doomed Mike Malone. But as you look at that opening slot, how deep the Western Conference is. It is absolutely brutal. Who could potentially be the best candidate to fill that slot? Because he's got to be able to make a connection with DeMarcus Cousins and win him over.
Yeah, George Karl's name has been mentioned. He's getting up there in age, so I would have to think that he'd just be a temporary kind of solution. Same with a name like a Don Nelson. You know, I don't know if he'd be willing to come back. He's definitely an outside the box kind of thinker.
Uh-huh.
But you know, knowing Ranadive, he's probably thinking like of going younger. And I think the trend is to get guys who have just played in the league. You know, like Derek Fisher in New York, for instance, and you know, a lot of guys who don't have a lot of head coaching experience, like Steve Kerr. They're getting a lot of guys out of the you know, the broadcast booth, and I'm pretty shocked how amazing Steve Kerr has done too. So I think guys who kind of give the league a fresh perspective is probably what this owner is looking for.
You know, I'm glad that the name George Karl has certainly emerged. What, he was coach of the year back in 2013, but he has had, if you review his resume, I mean, he's had to deal with some challenging personalities. You know, we were talking about DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, it's been well documented, but I mean, whether it is a Carmelo Anthony or even a Sean Kemp.
That's true. I think Sean Kemp was really a franchise player, and I don't know if he gave him too much grief on the pitch. Sean Kemp probably had his own off-field, you know, dramas, you know, on court, he was a tremendous workhorse for him, and a pretty unselfish player too. But Carmelo Anthony and him, I don't think really saw eye to eye too much, and I think Carl probably wanted a little more ball movement than what Carmelo offered. And he's the one who pulled the trigger on that big trade. I think, you know, he could come in. It's really tough to get an established coach to come in, you know, a couple of months into the season. You know, the coach hasn't had any time to work with the players. He certainly had no input onto who's on the roster. And I think he would just have to get somebody to kind of, you know, keep this team on ice. And you know, kind of prepare for seasons to come. But I think keeping DeMarcus Cousins happy on the team is their number one priority.
I will say, you know, Motez, it's been crazy. I mean, when you talk about the Kings, I mean, they've gone through, what, seven coaches since 2006? I saw that somewhere. So anyways, Motez Bashara, sports writer, author, and of course, go out and get a copy of his book, Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. Always a pleasure to have you with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Motez, I promise we will catch up in 2015. Congratulations on all your success. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Alyssa. Happy holidays to you. Many thanks.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead as the Big E Sports Show rolls on right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.